Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The third baseman, Billy Werber. Batting third. The left fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting fifth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Mel Almada. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Babe Dahlgren. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wes Farrell. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Wes Farrell. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting second. The center fielder, Sam West. Batting third. The third baseman, Johnny Burnett. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ray Pepper. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bo Bell. Batting sixth. The catcher, Raleigh Hemsley. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ollie Bijma. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Alan Strange. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Faye Thomas. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Faye Thomas. And now, play ball. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bijma settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bijma scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hemsley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Burnett reaches second base with a double. Ray Pepper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepper takes first base on ball four. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell takes first base on ball four. Burnett moves to third. Pepper moves to second. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley hits a pop-up towards first. Dahlgren settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Burnett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell bunts towards third. Burnett fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Farrell moves to second. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada strikes out. Two outs. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strange fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ollie Bijma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bijma hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Farrell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Faye Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell takes first base on ball 4. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 1 in the game. Bishop strikes out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 1 in the game. Werber bunts towards third. Burnett fields it and throws to first for the out. Farrell moves to second. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bijma scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 1 in the game. Burns strikes out. One out. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0 for 1 in the game. West hits a fly ball into center field. Almada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Burnett hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 1 in the game. Cronin hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of West. Cronin reaches second base with a double. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Farrell hits a line drive into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bijma settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 0 for 1 in the game. Almada hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ray Pepper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepper is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Pepper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0 for 1 in the game. Hemsley hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ollie Bijma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bell. The throw from Farrell and he is out, Bishop applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren is 0 for 1 in the game. Dahlgren hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Farrell bunts in front of the plate. Hemsley fields it and throws to first for the out. Dahlgren moves to second. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 2 in the game. Bishop hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dahlgren moves to third. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 1 in the game. Werber hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Dahlgren scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Bishop moves to second. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Cronin strikes out. Hemsley drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Cronin out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ollie Bijma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bijma is 0 for 1 in the game. Bijma strikes out. One out. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange is 0 for 1 in the game. Strange hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Faye Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas strikes out. Two outs. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 2 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strange scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 0 for 2 in the game. Almada hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bijma settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0 for 2 in the game. West hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Burnett hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Pepper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepper is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Pepper hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dahlgren hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Farrell hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bishop hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards third. Burnett fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Werber. The throw from Hemsley and he is safe. Werber steals second. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bell hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0-for-2 in the game. Hemsley hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ollie Bijma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bijma is 0-for-2 in the game. Bijma hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Cronin hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Farrell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bijma settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Reynolds strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Harlundklift pinch hits for Alan Strange. Harlundklift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klift hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Debs Garms pinch hits for Faye Thomas. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Klift moves to third. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-3 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Klift scores. Garms moves to second. One out. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0-for-3 in the game. West takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Burnett hits a line drive into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Pepper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepper is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Pepper hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Farrell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pepper for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Browns 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Burnett now playing shortstop. Harlund Clift now playing third base. Jim Walkup now pitching. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 0 for 3 in the game. Almada hits a fly ball into left field. Pepper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Dahlgren strikes out. Hemsley drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Dahlgren out. Two outs. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Clift. Farrell moves to second. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Bishop hits a pop-up towards third. Clift settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bell hits a line drive into center field. Almada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0 for 3 in the game. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Farrell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ollie Bijma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bijma is 0 for 3 in the game. Bijma hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 2, and St. Louis Browns, 1. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.